Vone Boy Speaks, episode 488, Heartbleed Side Effects. The side effects of Heartbleed are starting to be felt throughout the web. And the way it's showing up is that, well, you know, it's part of the Heartbleed issue that there's private keys of secure websites have been leaked out potentially. And so part of the issue is not only just patching the software, but also replacing all of these private keys that may or may not have been compromised. We don't know, but most likely they have. And so to be absolutely sure that nobody can spoof the website of these particular companies or organizations that have these websites, these certificates need to be replaced. Well, the process for doing that is actually twofold. Number one, it's getting new certificates generated by the certificate authorities that issued the certificates previously. And then the other one is actually revoking the old certificates. And that's, you know, if you actually watch the certificate revocation lists of these companies, you can see that the numbers of certificates that are being revoked have gone up just, you know, like 20-fold over the last couple of days. And that number is going to, you know, continue to increase. And so, well, what is a certificate revocation list, right? It's a list of certificates that is maintained that are no longer valid for various reasons. So the certificate has been revoked. And if you want to validate that a certificate is valid, you have to have some way, or, you know, there's two things to do, right? Is the signature valid, right? Was it signed by a certificate authority that you trust? That's one part of it. But a certificate authority can later decide, hey, I don't trust that certificate anymore because I reissued it. It's no longer the certificate that I've issued, or the current one. And so all these previous ones are invalid. And so the certificate revocation list is just a list of certificates that have been revoked. And, well, that list is growing substantially. Now, what is that? That actually has a number of different, implications, right? First of all, this, you know, the size of the lists have grown, but that means when you go to a website, that means in order for the browser to validate the certificate, it has to download this list. And if these lists are growing substantially, this means it's going to slow down your browsers. It's going to slow down the web because now you have to download that much more data. There's also OSCP, which is another way of validating certificates, and of course that's another way to do it. And I don't know enough of those, you know, if that has a list that grows as well. But what's happening, right, is that some companies are forgetting to revoke their previous certificates, and so that means that other companies can essentially spoof the certificate. And so that's we have to take the Heartbleed seriously on all sides, right? This problem with security vulnerabilities is that you have to do all of the steps necessary to mitigate the risks or to limit the risks. And you know, there's still a chance that even with a revoked certificate, somebody could be tricked into thinking it's valid. I mean, that does happen from time to time because the whole infrastructure for revoking certificates is kind of rickety at best. It's what we can do today, right? It's the system that was put in place. The whole process needs to be improved. It's not robust enough to handle this volume of change. And so this is something that we're going to have to, something the community at large will have to address. And as users, I mean, all we can do is allow the really smart people that come up with this stuff to address it. But if you starting to notice that loading websites is now slower, particularly ones with SSL certificates or that use SSL, this is why, right? It's because the certificate revocation lists are growing enormously, and it's just something we have to deal with. That's going to be something that's going to be an issue for the days and weeks and months to come. These certificate revocation lists are going to be huge until those certificates age out, essentially. And that's kind of where we're at. It's because certificates also have a limited lifespan, but that's a whole nother it's a whole nother topic. Eventually those certificates will age off of the CRL because they won't be valid because of the date anyway. But you still need to have these certificate revocation lists to make sure that nobody can use that private key to potentially spoof a website or pretend to be a website. And so it's something we all got to be extra vigilant for, I guess, in the aftermath of Heartbleed.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.